Yes, Vanderbilt. Jay actually did call him. He did. I talked to him after the game in Chicago, actually. No, I'm very proud of my little brother.
So you got a starting competition there for next year?
Well, I mean, they got some guys there, so I'm sure he'll be competing. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully he gets the job done.
Is he going to be as good as you?
He made a comment, I was teasing about it, when he did his little press conference. He said, the difference between him and I is he's more mobile outside the pocket. And then he recognized the fact that I was leading the quarterbacks in rushing yards. And then he said he beat me in a race. So that was kind of the whole comment. So I had to text him in the morning and said, hey, bring it. But he is he's a very good athlete and faster than I was in junior college. But I was 19 and he's 21, so. I had to throw that jab in there.
So, Aaron, how do you approach the playoff scenarios? Do you sit down and worry about all the different scenarios and what could happen? Or?
No, I just know that if we win two, we're in. So we got to win two. Other stuff, you know, I've been in this, you know, no six we had to have. You know, we went in the last game with still a chance and had to have this game go this way. And I think everything went the way it was supposed to except for the Giants game, I think, at that point. But, you know, we're in a good spot. We control our own destiny. We win, too. We're in. So that's all we're focused on.
You said you talked about getting in town. You guys kind of
changed your mentality now? Well, I mean, Mike said don't talk about it until you win your 10th game. But, I mean, we know what the situation is.
Aaron, when as talented a group of receivers as you have, when they drop balls and stuff, it's been a focus, Mike said, of maybe it's an issue of trying to make yards after the catch, before the catch. How do you deal with that from your end?
I just keep throwing it. You know, I've never felt like it's beneficial to get on those guys in any way about that. I mean, it's not like they're intentionally trying to drop the ball. And, you know, I don't think personally I would want them to get on me if I threw, or not if, when I throw when I throw a bad ball. There's plenty of balls I'd like to have back, and I'm sure they'd like to have some of those, you know, catch opportunities back as well. But they do such a good job catching the ball and making plays after the catch. I mean, you know, both Greg and Donald had big time plays after the catch. Jordy made some nice plays after the catch, and James, you know, had the big play there at the end to give us the lead again. So. Yeah, those guys done a great job for me. I'm not going to get on them. I'm just going to keep throwing the ball, and I know those guys are going to fix that. Well, we're creatures of habit, so we get into the same routine each week, and just focus on the next opponent. So you know, we don't get into the whole wherever we're favored by or not favored by or underdog. We know when we step on the field that we're going to get a team's best game, and we're not sneaking up on anybody, and we know what kind of game we're in for. You know, it's going to be a cold game. There's probably going to be snowing, 50% chance we heard. So that kind of evens the playing field a little bit, and you know, they have a lot of pride over there, and I know their players they're going to get paid for two more weeks, so they're going to bring everything at us, and it's going to be important for us to. You know, to not allow them to be a spoiler.
What's grabbed your attention with how they play defense?
Well, you know, I think up front they're playing pretty well. I really do. I think Colin's doing a nice job for them, and my Cal buddy Brandon Meebane has put together a couple good years. You know, playing a three technique for them, and they got a couple good ends. You know, Tapp and Kearney. Tapp actually bit me last year, through my jersey. I wasn't too happy about that, but. But they got, you know, two talented ends two guys in the middle who are playing pretty well. So it starts with the front four with them, and we're going to have to, you know, try and control the offensive line.
The guy actually bit you?
Bit me, yeah. He bit me through my long sleeve I was wearing.
Did you say anything to him? If so, what was his response?
There wasn't a whole lot of words spoken. Just I looked down, and my arm was hurting. It felt like a bee sting. I was looking down, and he was biting my arm. So I had to get his teeth off my shoulder.
How'd you do that?
Well, luckily I was wearing a long sleeve, so I don't know that he actually
didn't break any skin.
I had a bruise for the rest of the season. Other than that, I was good.
Smack him upside the head? How do you get a dog to let go of that bone?
I just, yeah, I had to get his head off my shoulder real quick.
Aaron, you the touchdown run by Grant, that was a pass block. What kind of batting average do you feel like you've had doing that all season? And what happens when you miss?
Well, you got to in that situation. I kind of had a good play either way. If we had thrown it, we would have had a good situation. But it was actually a repeat call early in the game. We had a similar call. I checked to the run, but to get myself a little bit of a bailout, I just kind of made eye contact with Donald, and that's kind of where our relationship has come to. We made eye contact. Harrison came off the edge, and I rose up and threw it to him. We got 8 yards. Well, the same kind of thing happened. I told him at halftime. I said, if we do it again, I kind of went back on what I said. I said, if we do it again, I might just keep the pass on, but if they do the same thing, I'll just throw it to you real quick. Well, I checked to the run, gave him eye contact, and on the snap, Harrison came, but the inside backer shot out. So as you can see on the film, I kind of raised up to throw it to him, and in the corner of my eye, I see the inside backer streaking out and just continue with the drop and gave it to Ryan. Corey Hall made a great block, and one of those things where you hope for the best and protect yourself against a look that you might not have expected. We're able to make a play there. Corey made a good play. I was able to read it, and good thing happened.
So when you do a run pass, that's as close as you guys in this offense come to a quote-unquote audible.
No, I mean, we have straight audibles. I mean, we did. You know, that's why I appreciated that game, because Mike allowed me to do a lot of things in the line of scrimmage. Now, I was making the right checks. You know, that's kind of the leash thing. If I'm the batting average thing, if you will, if I'm making the right checks, and he's going to allow me to do more of that line of scrimmage. That being said, you know, a lot of times it's just a pass to a pass. You know, we come out and have a pass called, and because of the film study I've done and also getting in the flow of the game, you kind of, you know, listen to some of the calls and get a read on some of the body language. So I'm changing it. Short pass to a five-step or in-breaking to an out-breaking. And we did a bunch of that on Sunday. And for the most part, everything worked out pretty good.
Is it okay? I mean, does he ever get mad at you for doing things?
Well, you got to have an answer. If you make a check, you have to have an answer. And if you make it work, usually that's your answer. But if you don't, that leash is going to get pulled back a little bit. You're going to call more run it plays, as we call it, where there's not an audible option.
Aaron, a lot of team goals still to be accomplished here, but next week I think it is to find out about the Pro Bowl. Personally, what would that mean to you if you're selected?
Well, I think it would just mean that our team is doing well. I think that's kind of what you got to start with. Is anytime there's a Pro Bowl selection, that means that the guys around you have done a nice job. So, if that happens, that'd be great. I'd like to get this win first, and as much as the Pro Bowl is I think a goal of ours. I'd rather play in the Super Bowl.